McMurray, Randall Patrick, committed by the state from the Pendleton Farm for correction, for diagnosis and possible treatment. 35 years old, never married, Distinguished Service Cross in Korea for leading an escape from a communist prison camp, a dishonorable discharge afterward for insubordination, followed by a history of street brawls and barroom fights, and a series of arrests for drunkenness, assault and battery, disturbing the peace, repeated gambling, and one arrest for rape. Rape? The doctor perks up. Statutory, with a girl of... Whoa, couldn't make that stick, McMurphy says to the doctor. Girl wouldn't testify. With a child of 15. Said she was 17, Doc, and she was plenty willing. A court doctor's examination of the child proved entry, repeated entry, the record states. So willing, in fact, I took to sewing my pants shut. The child refused to testify in spite of the doctor's findings. There seemed to be intimidation. Defendant left town shortly after the trial. Hoo boy, I had to leave, Doc, let me tell you. He leans forward with an elbow on a knee, lowering his voice to the doctor across the room. That little hustler would have actually burnt me to a frazzle by the time she reached legal 16. She got to where she was tripping me and beating me to the floor. The nurse closes up the folder and passes it across the doorway to the doctor. Our new admission, Dr. Spivey. Just like she's got a man folded up inside that yellow paper and can pass him on to be looked over. I thought I might brief you on his record later today, but he seems to insist on asserting himself in the group meeting. We might as well dispense with him now. The doctor fishes his glasses from his coat pocket by pulling on the string, works them on his nose in front of his eyes. They're tipped a little to the right, but he leans his head to the left and brings them level. He's smiling a little as he turns through the folder, just as tickled by this new man's brassy way of talking right up as the rest of us. But just like the rest of us, he's careful not to let himself come right out and laugh. The doctor closes the folder when he gets to the end and puts his glasses back in his pocket. He looks to where McMurphy is still leaned out at him from across the day room. You've, it seems, no other psychiatric history, Mr. McMurray. McMurphy, Doc. Oh, but I thought the nurse was saying... He opens the folder again, fishes out those glasses, looks the record over for another minute before he closes it, and puts his glasses back in his pocket. Yes, McMurphy, that is correct. I beg your pardon. It's okay, Doc. It was a lady there that started it, made the mistake. I've known some people inclined to do that. I had this uncle whose name was Hallahan, and he went with a woman once who kept acting like she couldn't remember his name right and calling him Hooligan just to get his goat. It went on for months before he stopped her. Stopped her good, too.